Always a shame when people like you and I meet. It's never for the reason I'd prefer. Tell me your story. Is it like the others? Heroic sacrifice? Or just senseless tragedy? I have to tell them all something, don't I? But what would I say? You're gone. Does it matter? Maybe it would have mattered to you. Do I respect that wish? Or reconcile with the reality that that wish holds no weight now that no one is anchoring it? But what did happen to you? I don't see abrasions here. You didn't defend yourself. You didn't know there was something to defend yourself from. Cowardly. This one long slice really tells that story, doesn't it? They couldn't even face you properly. It's too bad. You would have done good. A lot of it. But instead you meet me on my table. The last place anyone wants to be. The last place many people are. What was your last meal, I wonder? Hopefully better than my lunch. Disasters like this make me nearly lose even that. You must have been wonderful. Someone wanted you gone so badly. Polarizing presences like that. It requires greatness. Even if you don't agree with them necessarily. I wish you weren't here. I wish you were out there, dictating terms. I wish I worked for you, instead of him. I wonder how he'll take it. You knew him best, really. What was he like? Was he tyrannical or misunderstood? That seems unlikely. He's very straightforward. But you were always nuanced, understanding. You had the qualities of a real leader. And now we don't get those. We may yet be lost, just because we won't find you on the throne. I'm sorry it went this way. So is everyone. Perhaps even your assailant. What did they use, I wonder? Not very sharp. It's jagged and gruesome. Luckily, you didn't suffer much. But you shouldn't have had to suffer at all. Even the people under the yoke of a different rule were pulling for you. Even people who didn't believe in what you did were pulling for you. The opposition isn't necessarily the enemy. Of course, there are those who believe they're the same thing. There are always going to be those people, but we thought well of you. No one thought you deserved this. My condolences. I don't even want to do it. Every other time, despite my respect for life, for even the specific person on the table, I crack them open instantly. I have to know, I have to find out, I have to document. But you, it just seems like defilement. Everywhere you walked now seems like it was sacred ground. Where you lie now seems no different. Feel like I should pack it up and move shop. Just so you can lie forever where you first lie afterward. But eventually I'm gonna have to make that first incision. I'm gonna have to tell people with certainty that this horrid, jagged collection is why you died. You and I both know it is, but that's not the process. We have to be absolutely sure. Maybe you died in your sleep peacefully of something unrelated. Your job was done. The rebellion failed in one means, but succeeded in many others. It changed our minds. Even his. Even in death, you may be incredulous to hear such a thing, that his mind could be changed and that you, of all people, could have done it. But it's true. He changed the way he thought of some things. He still believed he was right. I still believe he was right. But you weren't wrong. What someone did to you, though, in misplaced fealty or anger, that was wrong. Far beyond disrespectful. Disgusting. I wish your story could be told with an open casket. They want every detail, for good reason, I understand. Maybe it was a poisoning, and then they did this to finish the job for sure. In that case, the conspiracy would be wider. It would be information that would be greatly appreciated. No, needed by the investigating committee. But I still don't want to go through the process of acquiring it. My sincere apologies. You're too wonderful for this dire business in which I play my trade. No one should have had to suffer as you did. No one should ever again have to suffer as I will. Making good on the promises to the people that I serve. But we have to prioritize the living. And unfortunately for us all, you